Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, we're going to go around the room. I got a question for you guys. All the same question. Eddie, you're up first.
Okay.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
When I hold the door open for someone and they don't say thank you. I hate it. I'm doing a nice gesture. I don't need to hold the door open for you, but I love holding the door open for people. But I also like the, hey, thank you. No problem, man. Have a good day.
Same level of irritation if you let someone in traffic and they don't wave?
Same thing. I hate it. I'm being nice to you. Say thank you. Wave back. Acknowledge that I did it.
Any chance you just didn't see their wave because their windows are tinted?
I always look. Dude, I always look. When I let them through, I'm like, oh, where's the, no wave? Okay.
Lunchbox, what is your biggest pet peeve?
It's easy. When you're in traffic and you're driving up to a stoplight and you're going to turn right at that light and the car in front, the first car is not turning right. If you're not turning right and you're the front car, get out of that lane. Like there is
You can if you're the front car if there's a red light.
No. But they could have got over. They knew they weren't turning right and they just pull up and they just stop and you just have to sit there.
But if it's a two lane, everybody doesn't have to be in the left lane to go straight.
I understand, true. But it's very annoying when there's, let's say there's three cars in the left lane. And they get over into the right lane just so they can be the first car when you're trying to turn right. It's just like, oh!
I get why that
drives me
annoying.
Nuts.
But they're not doing anything wrong because those two lanes are built to
But they're not
forward.
Doing anything wrong not saying hi to or
yes,
thank you
are.
To Eddie. No, they're not.
They didn't acknowledge me.
But
they don't need to acknowledge you.
Gosh, so many expectations
ask you
on
to,
the road.
They didn't ask you to open the door. This guy on the road, when they sit there in that lane, it's just like, you got over, so you wouldn't be car three, so you could be car one. Just
what if
so
you didn't
I
get over?
Turn.
What if they're just in that lane the whole time? There are two lanes. Because I don't like to be in the middle lane because other cars are in the middle lane. I don't want to, like, if they veer a little bit, I get hit. Mm. So I am always try to stay in the lane that's farthest to the right. And sometimes I don't have to turn right.
Just not cool. I mean, I understand if you're four cars back and the three cars in front of you turn right and you just get stuck there, cool. But when you get over there and just so you can be car one and you're not turning right, oh, it drives me nuts.
He's fired up. That's the question. Amy, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Wire hangers. And also the hangers that have the metal when it turns. Have you ever been at a store and it all gets caught on each other and then you're sitting there having like a mini freak out?
Wow, Amy.
I do.
I get where wire hangers can be annoying sometimes, especially if the paper, when it rips the papers everywhere.
Wire hangers in my closet, but if I'm at a store, the hangers where the hanger part spins around, it just causes all kinds of issues. And, you know, I don't like to behave that way in public.
Mine are mostly words. When someone says literally and they don't mean literally, you can just say, you don't have to say figuratively. You can just say, that guy's big as a house. You don't have to say, that guy's literally as big as a house. It's just use the word. Another one is, well, you can't write it any better. Yeah, you can't. You literally can. I'm using the word literally the correct way. You literally can take any situation that's happened and write it better.
But the literally is not supposed to be literal. It's like.
But that's the meaning of that word is literal. So, but those are my pet peeves.
Yeah.
When someone goes, man, I literally, I'm so hungry, Eddie, I could literally eat your hat. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
You can't.
You can't.
Then eat it.
Yeah. Go for it. Go for it, big shot. Step up. Hey, cowboy, step up. Eat the hat. So literally, and they couldn't ride it any better, or 110%.
That's not possible.
You can't give any more than 100%. You can't fill up a glass of water that's full at 100 and be like, I'd like to have a 110% glass of water. No, that's spilled water. Those are my biggest pet peeves.
Uh-huh.
Well, you need our help. That's why we open up the mailbag. Let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
This is free of charge from unlicensed therapists. Hello, whoa, Bobby Bones. I'm moving in with my boyfriend at the beginning of next month. He currently lives in a house with a male roommate. I asked if when the roommate moves out, would he consider hiring a cleaning service? I don't think this was an unreasonable request. If we rented any other place, we would be moving into a place that was cleaned thoroughly. My boyfriend was so offended that I even asked this. He said he would clean the house himself and thinks I should help. I love my boyfriend. He's not good at cleaning, though. He usually uses the same wipe on the whole kitchen and calls it clean. His roommate specifically is very messy, never cleans, and I think it's unfair to be asked to help clean this space because, quote, well, it bothers you more. I wish I had the finances to hire the service myself and call it a day, but I don't. Nor do I see this as my responsibility. Any advice on what I should do, say, to not offend anyone, but also stand firm. Thank you for any advice. Signed, Neat Freak in a Frat House. Sometimes in relationships, things need to be said that aren't comfortable to hear or do. And I would go in saying, I ain't moving in until you clean the place. Now you can choose not to clean it, but I'm not moving in. That's it. And you're setting a precedent there for the future. And if you go, I'm not moving my happy butt in there until that place is cleaned up, he'll clean the place up. He'll get someone to clean it. That roommate, if he is as disgusting as you claim, I would hate to move into a house like that. And you have a great point. If you were moving into a place together, it would be clean when you go in there. It's not a lot to ask to have them come and clean it up. So if it were me, I would set the precedent by going, if you don't clean it, I ain't coming. That's it.
I wonder why he's fighting that one so hard. Like,
he said, if it matters more to you, then you should do it. That's what would tick me off.
Yeah. What are you talking
that
about?
That statement would make me so mad that I would set the precedent. Because if he said, I totally get it. I don't have the money right now. Maybe we can save and get a cleaning service to come in a couple of months. And I'm very sorry. I'm going to do my best.
That's different.
Heck yeah, I'd be there. I'd be like, okay, baby, I got you. I'm sorry about that. Let's make love. Or something like that.
Just like that, huh?
Yes. But the fact that he said, well, if it's more important to you, why don't you do it?
That's crazy.
Precedent set. Do not, because he's going to say this crap to you, not just about cleaning, he's going to say this kind of crap to you forever until you break him. You got to break him down and build him back up. Look at me. I've been broken down and built back up.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Set that standard
only
early.
In certain ways because I didn't understand what the standard needed to be. I had unhealthy habits for relationships.
Going to bed with your feet dirty.
Which, who cares? It's the bottom of the bed.
That didn't last long, did it?
Did not last long at all. No conscious part of me, all of a sudden I look down and I'm cleaning my feet. I don't even know how I got there.
Did she say, like, well, clean your feet or I'm not getting in the bed?
No, she said clean your feet or you're not getting in the bed. Because
oh.
I walk around barefoot all day once I get home. And you know what? She has a point. I needed to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he said, it means more to you, so you do it. Set the precedent. Draw the line.
But also mark that down as a yellow flag in how he's going to behave.
Sure. Break him. Just break him. He's a wild stallion.
Mm-hmm. But you also have to be open. If you say that, she has to realize she's setting the stage for he might be like, okay, fine, don't move in.
Oh, you can't give an ultimatum without actually pulling off the matum.
Right.
The matum.
Mm-hmm. You got to go with the matum if you give the ultimatum.
Have you ever done an ultimatum?
Absolutely.
But not really?
No.
Well, then you've had to do it and you're like, dang it.
It's a great question.
Because you
sort
don't want to fold.
Sort of. The CBS New Year's special this last year. So I didn't do it. And 4 months prior, they were like, all right, let's go to another year of the special. And I had to carry the load last year. Most of the show, there was an issue with what. And I said, I get it. And it wasn't about the money because it didn't pay hardly anything. A little bit, but not much. I said, everybody else who has a special has their name on it. Ryan Seacrest has his, Miley. And CBS was the only one that didn't have it.
Yeah.
And so I said, I did it last year. I didn't say, hey, put my name on it. I just wanted to be like hosted by Bobby Bones. That was it. And they said, we don't want to do that. They didn't value their hosts a whole lot. And that was fine. They even said that. But like, our hosts don't have to do a whole lot. And I'm like, okay, well, you didn't think that last year whenever the weather got crazy and you were like, can you carry this show for half an hour if everything breaks down? I didn't really say that. I just thought it. But, and I still, I mean, I like them a lot, but I said, hey, I can't do the show if my name's not on it, just kind of saying. And they said, I can't do it. So I said, okay, I can't do the show. Ugh. And it wasn't that I was like, dang it, why did I do that? But it was one where it was a hard decision to have to do the Matum. I gave the Ulta, I had to do the Matum. And so I had to walk away from the show. And I liked everybody as a part of it, but I just didn't want to keep being undervalued because I did feel, and it wasn't even financial, I did feel like I was undervalued because I was doing most of the work. So that was it. Yeah, that made him hurt a little bit. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, man.
It did. That one hurt a little bit. Hey, thank you for the email. Said it. He'll change. Get married. But when you get divorced, we warned you. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
All right. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ronnie Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn going back out on tour. Do you have any idea how many songs you guys play a night on a set list, Ronnie? Do you know, like, you're going to do 15, 20? Is there a standard?
Yeah, you have to these days. You know, back, it was like, probably 19, 16, 19, and it's according to how much brown liquor we, drink on stage getting from 1 to 19.
Would you ever, back in, it could even be today, I doubt it's today, but back in the heyday, would you ever either accidentally or you just knew you'd be so, have too much to drink, and then you're on stage, you're like, oh no, I accidentally drank too much, it's hard to function?
No, that usually happens after I walk off stage. I keep it under control when I'm up there. I'm saying I have one of the few jobs where you can actually go to work and drink, and it's allowed.
Some people, even some of my friends, will fake drink on stage because they're like, it's a party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they think it's cool. Yeah, I wonder what really is in those red cups, right?
Yes, or like a bottle of liquor that isn't actually – they would drink it on stage. So – was there ever a time where you're like, okay, we got to slow down. Let's fake drink and make everybody think we're party animals.
Well, we say we need to slow down all the time. We don't fake drink. No. We'll do that when one of us, you know, dives into the office, into the audience or something like that. But now we keep it under control so far. So say we, right?
Mm-hmm. That diving into the audience, I did that once. I did one stage dive one time, and I didn't know how to do it, and I went belly first.
Oh.
Yeah.
If they were grabbing.
But it could hurt just as bad that way, you know, if you're not careful. We used, back in the day, when, you know, we had a bunch of guys running with us. It was Toby, Montgomery Gentry, Keith Urban even. And we got this idea where we were going to all, like, just take the buses and go to, a big bar after the gigs, right? Not too smart, but we didn't have that far to go, you know, to the next show. So we would all just you know, wagon train in there. And blow in and take, you know, get up on stage with the band and do all this kind of stuff. So this one guy opening act, I'm not going to name him, he plays a song and then everyone's gathered around and he decides he's going to stage dive. So he does the classic Superman stage dive. And just as he got up to the top, everybody just cleared away and let him hit the floor.
Oh, my.
Oh, it was so good. Kick still stutters.
It was kicks. Yeah, he's got it. Okay, look, everybody that's on with us right now, we're talking because Brooks and Dunn, they are going back out on the road. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m., so take your alarm on your phone and set it for 10 a.m. The Reboot 2023 official dates, they're out. They're all over the place. Do you still enjoy it every night when you're touring? Is it still like it's fun to do?
The last go-around last year was the most fun I've ever had. I don't feel the pressure that I used to for whatever reason. And I think just having that period of time off just kind of allowed me to go out and live for a while and not eat and breathe music, you know, every day. Just when I wasn't touring, I was writing. When I wasn't writing, I was making records. So, and that's true for a lot of us. We had the little 10-year intermission and came back and it's fresh again. Yeah.
When they put out a show about country music, I watched George and Tammy on Showtime, George Jones, Tammy Wynette.
Yeah.
Did you watch that at all?
I did. I loved it.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, What were your thoughts on the show? How accurate, because that was before you even, but I'm sure that you knew people that knew people. How accurate do you think that show was?
You know, I don't know. It had to be embellished a little bit, but who knows, really? I think that's the great unknown. I walked away, you know, from it going, you know, you know, my wife's over making comments like, oh, yeah. You know, I don't know. You know what I was the most important, impressed with, and this is not to evade your question, but was how well that both actor and actress like did the music.
Yeah.
And usually it's really bad. And then no one can emulate George Jones, you know, and Tammy, it would be a really stretch because they're such stylists. I thought they did a great job. I really did.
Did you know them?
Not many of those shows. I'll sit through, you know, from episode 1 to episode 10 or whatever.
Did you know them personally older?
Well, we were neighbors when we first moved here, like after the first few years that we were here over off Franklin Road with George Jones and Nancy at the time.
What kind of guy was he older?
Grumpy.
Yeah, I felt that. They used to tell me don't be friends with Ronnie because Ronnie's prickly. That's what they would say about Ronnie to me.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They'd be like,
what? Lives down the street.
They'd say, be careful about Ronnie. He's a bit prickly. And then Ronnie and I met. Yeah, love at first sight.
That little newbie, whoever, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Okay, look. We got the tour tomorrow. Get tickets. Brooks and Dunn. It's awesome. We're going to end with this. This is Ronnie Dunn's on with us. These are awkward questions that our listeners ask us. So I have nothing to do with these questions in any way whatsoever. So do not be upset at me. Okay, here we go. Number one, which one is Brooks? Which one is Dunn?
One with the hat, Brooks, right?
Okay. The one with the hat is Brooks. Okay. Question two, does Ronnie Dunn have his voice insured?
No, if I lose it, I'm done.
Okay.
Literally.
Who is more rich, Brooks or Dunn?
Oh, we're both going to say, me. You kidding me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have Brooks and Dunn ever fist fought after a show?
No, never have.
And then finally, do Brooks and Dunn text each other?
Yes.
There you go. That's it.
I'm a bigger texter than he is.
Those are right. Yeah. That is true. But I will say this, and what I like about Ronnie's always growing. Ronnie used to sign text to me, RD. He would sign them. He'd send me a text, and he'd sign it, RD. And I'd be like, bro, this ain't a registered letter. And then now it's just all good.
But even, you know, like with socials and stuff, you have these little codes sometimes. It's like, well, if I don't do this or you don't see that, then it's not real.
Yeah, but you don't have to sign
it. So now
text.
The code's out, I have to change it.
Yeah. But he does anymore. There's no signing text anymore. We're beyond that. But he'd be like,
that's what my daughter said. She came to me one day and she goes, hey, Dad, I know who you are. I know who it is when you text me.
You texted me.
All right, tickets on sale tomorrow. Go see Brooks and Dunn. I love them. There they are, Brooks and Dunn. That's Ronnie Dunn. Go to brooks-dunn.com and livenation.com tomorrow. There are VIP packages, which include premium tickets, invitation to the Neon Lounge, posters, VIP merchandise, and a whole bunch more. Ronnie, love you. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Ask them why they're buying tickets not to block traffic, okay?
You got it. Signed RD. You got it. All right, there he is. Ronnie Dunn, everybody. All right.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
9-year-old Jackson from California woke up on his birthday and he wanted to ride his bike. And he goes outside, he looks for it, and he's like, oh my gosh, my bike's not here. He looks all over the neighborhood. My bike's been stolen. Oh no, what do I do? So he asks his mom, like, Mom, it is my birthday. Can I get a new bike? And she says, honey, like, I can't afford that. Like, I'm sorry, we already bought your presents and we just can't afford a bike right now. So he says, that's all right, no big deal. But I do think that other kids in this neighborhood are in danger. So he calls the local news. Big Rich is a reporter in town. And he calls Big Rich and says, hey, my bike's been stolen. We want to make sure other kids' bikes don't get stolen. So Big Rich does a story on it. Well, more than stolen bikes, story's cute and all, but a lot of people start donating money. Say, well, let's get this kid a bike. So they all put their money together. They bought Jackson a bike for his birthday.
That's a great story because the kid cared about others. And when he cared about others, it came back to him.
Yeah.
Which wasn't his purpose, but you'd love to see that. It's a good lesson for a kid and for other kids. But also, Lunchbox, maybe when you call the news to tip them off on a story, you need to do it in a kid's voice.
Oh.
How would that sound?
Oh, gosh.
Hi, guys. This is Little Timmy.
Little Timmy? You would call yourself Little Timmy?
No, but I'm just trying to think of a name real quick, and Little Timmy sounds good.
Lunch has got two names in his arsenal, Little Timmy and Sally.
For kids?
Yeah, just for anybody. But Lunch has tried to call the news to get them to do a story about him for years.
And they don't bite. I mean, I bought people lunch one day at a sandwich shop, bought the whole restaurant lunch.
No, you said there were like two people in line.
Three.
Okay.
But yeah, that didn't happen. I told everybody, hey, make sure you call the
did
news.
Did you see the purpose, though? This kid called the news to do a story to make sure other kids' bikes
correct.
Didn't get stolen. It wasn't even about him.
Okay, then I'll call and make sure my bike doesn't get stolen.
Okay.
But you don't.
Oh, boy.
I do have a bike.
You did call about your pumpkins.
I did. And guess what happened? Nothing.
Right.
He called about riding his bike because he's saving the environment or something.
That's true.
Yeah. Want him to inspire America.
Eddie, oh, that's a good story.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's
you
all
go.
About Jackson, guys.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you love cheese, I do. And sleeping. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a company called Sleep Junkie. And they want to see what happens when you eat cheese right before you go to bed. So they're going to pay a bunch of people to do that and find out. Sleep Junkie's hiring dairy dreamers. $1,000 And they want you for 3 months to eat cheese every night right before you go to sleep.
I'm in.
I feel like I'd fart a lot.
I'll do it.
Yeah, my wife probably wouldn't like this. But 21 years old, have good writing skills.
That's me.
No chance.
Be honest about the study and love cheese. So it's from Food and Wine. $1,000 for 3 months of eating cheese is pretty good.
Not yeah. bad.
Most cheese is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stinky cheese feels a little weird.
Yeah, but it's still good.
It's still good. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Question of the day. Who was the first band, artist, musician that you were really into as a kid, that they were like your first favorite, and are you still into them? Amy.
George Strait, and yes.
Why George Strait? What influenced you to love him? Because you had to be a kid. How old do you think of you?
Oh, 7, 8, and then on. I would say my dad loved George Strait. My uncle worked for him at the time, so I think managed his ranch. And so being, you know, a Texas girl, my dad's South Texas. So it was like just lots of tie-ins. So we listened to a lot of George Strait and loved it.
Yeah, if your uncle works for him, that's pretty cool. And you met him as a kid?
Yeah. And I wore, oh, it's so embarrassing. We went to his ranch to visit my uncle. And I don't know why my dad let me do this, but I wore a George Strait shirt.
But how old were you?
You were a kid.
I was probably 10.
That's not embarrassing.
That's cute.
You don't cringe because something you did at 10.
Yeah, I do.
No, you can't. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It was over the... No, because he probably is like, oh, okay, great.
No, he's probably like, it's a 10-year-old. That's cute.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Don't hold yourself accountable.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
George, Eddie, what about you?
Def Leppard.
First ever.
My brother was really into like 80s hair rock, and he loved Van Halen, but I could never get into Van Halen. But when I saw the video of Pour Some Sugar on Me, dude, on MTV, I was like, this is my band. I was probably, 7 years old? Loved them.
Do you still love them?
No. I mean,
if they came to play a show,
no.
Would you go if tickets were free?
Yes.
On a Tuesday night?
Mm. No, probably not. I had to say no for that.
Lunchbox?
It's Tina Turner. And it was all because of my mom. We were driving to Chicago to see her parents. And we stopped at McDonald's. And you went through the drive-thru and you got a combo meal. And for $2.99, you could get a Tina Turner Greatest Hits cassette or some other person. And my mom was like, we're getting the Tina cassette. And we listened to it all the way to Chicago. And I was like, this lady is phenomenal. I was 11 or 12 years old. First time I'd really listened to music. And I was like, this is it.
You were 11 the first time you heard music?
There was no music before that.
No, that I really, I didn't ever really sit around and listen to it. Like, I didn't have.
But it never just played and you never had favorite songs or anything?
No. Like, my parents played records all the time and I just didn't pay attention. My brother and sister were really into New Kids on the Block. They loved that. Every time we got in the car, they'd play that
Your
tape.
Brother did?
Oh, yes.
Openly?
Openly.
Because I liked him, but I always hit it.
Yeah. Oh, every time we get in the car, like, oh, put it in. And my brother and sister would fight over Hanging Tough or
Step by Step.
Step by Step. Yeah. And so they had each other, I want Hanging Tough. And I'm just like, guys, what are we doing?
But Tina Turner made you fall in love.
But Tina Turner made me realize that music could be cool. Mm. And I still love her today. I would drive 200 miles if I had to go see her. Mm-hmm. But she'll never perform again.
I was thinking about who I like bought a tape for or would record off the radio. And they're way different, but obviously Garth Brooks,
of course.
Where I'm from in Arkansas, everybody was Garth all the time. We weren't in Oklahoma, that's where he's from, but still was close enough and he's the greatest. But then, and I didn't have any older siblings, but presidents of the United States of America. Moving to the country,
gonna eat a lot of peaches. You love
that. That was my first, like, I found it on my own and could not get enough and pursued it just because I was like, this is the greatest sound ever. And I found out the guitarist played a 3-string guitar. That was it. He just had 3 strings on it. And they had this and Lump. Remember Lump?
Probably.
You know Lump, Amy.
Lump said alone in a buggy marsh, totally emotionless except for heart. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Yeah. Is that Lump?
It's Lump.
It's Lump.
She's in my head.
Yeah.
I wasn't. It was funny. It was fun. It was catchy.
It's very different.
But you see them now or you would?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I drive 200 miles.
I know. That's a good way to.
I don't know.
To gauge if you're a fan.
I love the presidents of the United States of America. And I would buy their albums way after that. Little Dune Buggy in the sand. I could do, oh man.
Don't know that one.
So that's the first one that I found, but the one that was kind of put up on me was Garth Brooks is my favorite because everybody loved it, so then I loved it. We could do this all day. Diamond Rio.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I would go to church, can't listen to Diamond Rio.
Well, that was your first concert, right?
It was. Went to Magic Springs theme park and watched Diamond Rio, and I was like, this is the big time. Wow. First concert you ever went to, ever. Mm. Mine's Diamond Rio at Magic Springs, which was a theme park in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Amy?
Amy Grant.
Do you remember who opened for her, by any chance?
Nope.
Eddie?
Clint Black at the South Padre Island Convention Center.
I remember that one. You said that one. Lunchbox?
Tina Turner. Nice. Alamo Dome, 2000. Opener, Lionel Richie.
Oh, wow.
Snooze Fest.
Your first concert was in 2000?
My first real concert.
Concert 2021. I mean, Chris Jansen.
Like, I went to Texas Country when I was in high school, but my first, like, real, like, concert, like.
But that counts.
Yeah,
Texas
that counts.
Country counts.
Okay, concert then Robert
O'Keefe.
It was probably at a dance hall.
Yeah, it was just like at a. That's what I'm saying.
Mine was at a theme park, guys, with like 200 people.
Okay.
Mine was in a convention center.
Yeah, you guys are acting like I went to Wrigley Field to watch Diamond Rio.
I should have shouted out Frank Irwin Center for Amy Grant.
Last concert you went to.
Ooh, this is tough.
I would be Stapleton right here at Bridgestone. And I mean, that was pre-COVID. I have not been to a concert since COVID hit and since it left. Have not been to see one artist. So Stapleton at Bridgestone, whenever that was, 2.5-3 years ago.
Amy?
I'm sure I have to have seen someone else since this concert, but Thomas Rhett and Dustin Lynch opened.
Eddie?
Man, I think the last time I went was Counting Crows with you.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That was awesome, but that's really, well, what, 2 years ago?
I asked my wife, do you want to go to Counting Crows? Eddie and I? She goes, do you want to have your appendix taken out? I was like, no. Okay, there you go.
I don't want to go.
Because I do not want to go to Counting Crows.
That was awesome.
So Eddie and I went. It was amazing. That was a good time.
We were the only two that didn't sit down the whole time.
We did, and they were like, sit down.
No, we're not.
And they weren't, not because they were angry. They just were old and couldn't stand up. All right. Okay, last question, quickly. The next concert you're going to, is it all on a list? Do you have one target? I do. Adam Sandler coming up. He's doing a show in town.
Oh, I got it.
Who?
I just saw Dave Matthews coming to town.
Really?
Dave Matthews is terrible.
I am going to that.
Dave Matthews is awesome. Amy.
I want to go to Taylor Swift.
Here? But you don't have tickets yet?
Well, we're out of town when she comes here, but I'll travel 200 miles.
200 miles, yeah.
Yeah. Good luck.
Lunchbox?
My cousin's coming to town for Taylor Swift, so if I can get tickets to that, that'd be great.
Okay. Oh, he's going to be begging everybody.
I mean, I've been hitting up the bosses, and so, yeah, Taylor
Swift.
We're
going to be out of town when she's here.
No, we're not. Yes, she's here May 5th.
Oh, I thought we were out of town that weekend.
Nope.
Oh, iHeart's the following weekend. Yeah. What's up?
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Good morning, studio. So I have a question for Dr. Bobby. I hate water. Like, it's just like, I hate drinking it, whatever. But I love putting like a flavor packet in it, like a Crystal Light or like a Mio, just to give it some flavor. And is that like healthy? Like, I'm drinking my water, but I don't know what's in these packets. Are they bad for me? But is it good because I'm drinking my water? Like, what does Dr. Bobby think about this? Is this okay? Because that's the only way I drink water is with like a flavor packet. I don't know. Let me know.
It feels like I left this message last night. Like,
yeah.
That's me with my voice just a little higher. So is it as healthy as water? No. Would I say that it's healthy to put this in? Healthy? No. But if you're not drinking water, because I've done research on this, not as a doctor, because don't forget I'm a doctor of letters.
Yes, of course.
I don't know what that is either. It is, for me, it's a net gain if I drink a whole bunch of water and I add supplements. Now, there are some supplements that are really good, but I can't tell you those Crystal Light packets are good for you. They may not be as bad for you as soda or any of the other things, energy drinks. But if that's the only way you drink water, I like it. Because I think there's a net gain there. I do the same thing. I drink those hydration, the liquid IV.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of sugar in those. And so you got to be careful about doing too many. And I'm trying to avoid as much sugar as I can. But I do think it makes me drink more water. So I try to balance it. You know how you guys will drink a water and then drink some alcohol?
Yes.
Yeah.
To try to balance it.
Exactly.
I will do a water with nothing in it and then a water with something in it. A water with nothing in it. So it's all about balance. But if the only water you're drinking is Crystal Light, that ain't good. So work to fix that. And then maybe do half a Crystal Light. That's my advice there.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
In a new survey, only 51% of Americans say they know their blood type, but like 66% know their horoscope sign.
So the difference is you can just look on the internet and see your horoscope sign.
Yes.
What month are you born? Okay. I'm surprised more don't know their horoscope sign.
Uh-huh.
Idiots.
Do you know yours?
Aries.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know my blood type.
Good job. Yeah, me neither.
I bet you it's not 50% in here.
No way. I don't know it.
And I have even specifically given blood and said, what's my blood type? And they told me, and I forgot.
Yeah, over and over.
Yeah, because then they all start to blend together. O, A, B, C. Yeah, I should know, but I don't.
I saw another article this morning about how more and more people are making those If I Go Missing binders that we've talked about before, where you put in all your stuff, like your blood type, your DNA, your fingerprints.
You want me to put my DNA in a folder?
Well, no, I'm good.
Hey, sounds kinky.
No, you make it for yourself and keep it, so in case you go missing, your family has like all of your info.
Yeah, but what if I want to go missing on purpose?
Yeah.
When you think about that, what if I just want to get away? What else?
Okay. Parents of children 6 years and under were asked what non-academic skills that they want their kids to know in early childhood. And the most popular answers were financial literacy, like filing taxes and budgeting, sewing and knitting, and then internet safety.
The sewing and knitting is very colonial. So it's not the same to me, but I get it. But the other two, why didn't we learn that?
I know.
We took the dumbest classes and all part of the curriculum that we were told by our educators, lawmakers, not the teacher's fault, lawmaker's fault. You get out of high school and you don't know how to, at the time, balance a budget or back in the day, balance a checkbook because you really weren't taught that. But if you were, it was like one day. But dang it, I can take a baby doll and keep it alive for a week in home ec.
An egg.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that common sense, and maybe it's a little better now, but I know it's not a whole lot better.
But gardening was something that popped up on the list too, which nice. I think is a skill that would be cool to be taught.
Again, half these are colonial days and half are internet safety, though, is really good.
Yes.
Right, what else?
Gabby Barrett, Lainey Wilson, and Carly Pierce are all in the top 10 country radio charts right now. Gabby's Pick Me Up is at number 4. So pick me up. Lainey's Heart Like a Truck is number 8. I got a heart like a truck. And then Carly's What He Didn't Do is at number 10. Tell you what he didn't do. This is cool because this is the first time that three women have been in the top 10 at the same time since 2020.
When I saw this, I thought it was going to say first time since like 1968.
Yeah, me
or
too.
Something.
But they said 1920.
No, yeah. 2020.
Yeah, 2020.
But I was expecting 1920.
Yeah. Yeah, but 3 years is still a long time.
It is, yeah. But I guess I'm just used to women being screwed over so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I thought it was going to be 1920. But good for them. I mean, all three of them are killing it right now. Yeah. Although every song about Carly from Carly is like a guy screwed her over. Yeah. Isn't it? Am I crazy?
Well, that was her season.
Is it about a guy?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's every song. And it's weird. It's like hopefully she has some other songs about other stuff soon, right?
Yeah, I mean, people go through seasons.
Yeah, but that's okay. You don't have to make every song about it.
Taylor did it for years.
Taylor still will do it, but I'm saying in between there are songs.
Yeah, there's other stuff.
There's other stuff.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2012, Hody Childress, a farmer and U.S. Air Force veteran, walked into a drugstore in his hometown, Alabama, and learned from the pharmacist that sometimes families can't afford to pay for their medicines. So he gave $100 to the pharmacist, saying, use it for anyone who can't afford their prescription. With one caveat, don't tell anyone that the money came from me, from him. So a month later, he went back in. He said, hey, did that work? They were like, yeah. So he gave him another $100 bill, and he kept doing it month after month for over a decade. Every month, he'd go in, $100. The pharmacist did as he asked, and he never disclosed who the act of kindness came from, but he kept using the $100, which people in that town needed. So no one knew until he was about 80 years old. He was approaching the end of his life. He couldn't get around, and he asked his daughter, Tanya, to take over and start delivering the $100. But that was his confession to her for the first time that he was the one doing it. Confession's a weird word, but when he finally said, it's
admission.
Me, but yeah, but I need someone to keep me doing it. He passed away on January 1st, 2023, and now that friends and family are finding out what he did, they keep doing it as well.
Wow, that's really cool.
So more and more people are, that's awesome.
See, it's like a hard secret to keep, right? But like, it's a good secret. You want to tell people like what you're doing. But he kept that secret.
But now it's out, so everybody knows. Everybody's going to be looking for that family like, hey.
You think they're going to go to the family and go, will you break me off some?
No,
I don't at all.
They may not go to him, but they see him at the gas station. But,
that's what they do.
Do you have something in your throat?
You're here to give 100?
He's going, ah.
What is he talking about?
To make sure they notice
him. On a fur ball. I would run over and give him the Heimlich more than I'd give him 100.
But you make noise, so they see you. Like, oh, that guy could use 100.
It's a great story for what he has been doing and what that family and what those friends are doing in his honor. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The morning corny, investigative style in about 30 seconds. Hyundai wants to send you and a guest. This is awesome. Come to the 6th annual Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots $1 Million Show. We want to bring you to Nashville. We don't charge you anything. It's go to bobbybones.com. We don't put you on the list. We don't junk mail you. But it's Eddie and I and our group, the Raging Idiots, and a lot of our friends, Parker McCollum, Tracy Lawrence, Dina Carter, Michelle Branch, Randy Houser. It's just a massive show. It's for a great cause, but we want you to come. Round trip airfare for two, hotel accommodations for two, two tickets to the show. All you have to do is go to bobbybones.com. It is so easy. And who knows, you may not win, but who knows, you may win. It doesn't cost you anything. Bobbybones.com. Sweepstakes sponsored by Hyundai. It's your journey. Last day to enter is coming up really soon. Okay, guys, we have 90 seconds on the clock.
Let's go.
And Amy's going to read us a morning corny, and we have to figure it out. Are we ready?
Yes.
The timer doesn't start till she finishes her first joke. Go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a slow skier?
Slope poke.
Wow.
Good job,
Eddie.
Good one. Good.
Okay. What washes up on tiny beaches?
Seashells. Tiny sea.
Island.
Read it again, please.
What washes up on tiny beaches?
Tiny beaches, small beaches.
Widow shells.
Tiny sand. Tiny.
Granules.
Grain.
Grant.
Sand.
Fish.
Sandstorm.
Sandals.
Small fish. Tiny.
Small.
Tiny. Crustaceans.
Tiny crabs.
Dang it.
Lobsters.
Miniature.
Mini.
Mini skirts.
Why?
No. I was just thinking bikinis.
What washes up on tiny beaches?
Widow bottles?
Tiny toes? Washes.
What washes up?
I don't know.
Tiny
seaweed.
Tide.
Beaches.
Seaweed. Seaweed's good.
Seaweed. Algae. Dead fish.
Oh my god.
Bodies.
Bodies.
Yeah.
Many
washes up on tiny beaches.
I understand you said tiny. We got tiny.
Many. Hey, don't take it out on her.
Polka dot bikinis.
Many tiny small.
Small fries. Small fish.
Little
bitty.
Little
tuna fish.
No. Tiny fish.
Widow sharks.
What is that?
That hurt.
What is it?
That hurts. What, I hurt.
What's
I hurt.
That one?
Okay. What washes up on tiny beaches? Microwaves.
There's microwaves.
Mm-hmm. Microwaves.
Yeah, we should have gotten that. I mean, we wouldn't have gotten
that. I would have never got that.
Hey, I didn't think y'all were going to get slope.
I don't even want to yell it.
Eddie got that immediately.
Yeah. I know. I was like, well, this is going to stump them for a little bit.
I guess micro means
but
little.
But you still got it. It. You got,
we got
it.
One. We got one.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Golly, guys.
Dang.
A bad showing by us.
Microwaves?
Mm-hmm. All right. We're gonna get through today.
Yeah.
I hope.
We're a little down, but we ain't out. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The psychology journal called Psychology Today asked the question, how many kids makes people the happiest? Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 10. How many kids makes people the happiest?
10.
No. Well, that's going to be no, probably, to that
100%
one.
No.
So what do you think the answer is? Not you. To remove your experiences, because everybody has different.
That's tough.
You don't have to say based on what you have.
Got it.
What do you think, when they talk to all these people, what do you think the amount of kids that generally make people the happiest is? Amy.
3.
Eddie.
2.
Lunchbox.
It's 2. Has to be 2, because once it's 3, you're out, man.
Out of control.
It's out of control. Exactly.
According to Psychology Today, scientific data strongly indicates that parents with one child are happier people than 2, 3, 4. And the more you have, the less happy you get.
Yeah, but that child turns out weird sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah, the only child is true? No. You're doing a disservice. Yeah, yeah. If they're an only child, you're doing a disservice.
No.
Because they don't know how to talk to people. They have to talk to their toys. They have no one to play with. They're strange.
If all the feelings of parenthood without the added stress of 2 to 3 kids, you know, is they're like, you get the same thing. You're taking care of, you love, you're growing. As long as both parents agree on the number, one is the happiest. It's just when there's resentment that one wants more.
Yeah.
One is the least happiest. Now, do we have any only child of our whole show? I am not. I have a sister. I have a half brother. I got a family tree growing sideways. Amy?
No, I have a sister, half brother, half sister.
Yeah, Lunchbox?
I got a brother and a sister.
Eddie?
A brother and a sister.
Morgan has sisters.
3 sisters.
Mike has it. Ray, twin brother.
And a sister. And a foster kid.
Scuba Steve. Scuba Steve.
He has a brother.
Have a brother. Play basketball with us. Do we have any only childs here? What about Kickoff Kevin or Lauren? Are they only childs? Ray, ask them.
Are you guys only child?
No, Kevin has siblings.
They
have sisters.
Look at all us.
Wow. See, and we're all normal.
Wow.
But that's my point. We're not.
No,
that's
we
my
are.
Point. We're all weird.
Oh, dang.
Why do you think only childs are weird?
Have you met only children? They are strange. They don't have the same personality. They don't know how to interact with people. They're more of an adult because all they do is they're around adults all the time.
And I knew one that was real spoiled growing up.
And that's like, the problem.
He just got everything he wanted.
I can see that.
Exactly. And they don't, hey, let's go play ball. No, that's my ball. Well, you don't know how to share because you're not around other kids. Okay, you're weird. What are you talking to that elephant for? Because I don't have any friends.
I talk to animals. But also, I was older than my sister by 4 years, so I had to do all that.
So you're
kind of
like an old, I mean...
Adele, only child, Drew Barrymore, Sarah Michelle Gellar, DiCaprio, The Weeknd, Leah Michelle, Robert De Niro, all. Luke Combs, only child.
Luke Combs. See?
Yeah. What do you want to say about him?
Yeah.
Must be weird personality-wise.
Yeah, say it now. Say it to his face. Luke, come in.
Hey, you must be weird, Luke. I mean, I guarantee you, Luke, he wishes he had a sibling. Ask him next time you talk to him. He'll say, yeah, man,
do you wish you had a sibling?
Yes.
It's a weird question.
Who do you think, in your mind, is less adjusted and weird, more weird? People that go to homeschool or somebody that's an only child? Because you think both of them are just bizarre.
Who is less, who's weirder?
Yeah.
Oh, homeschool. Homeschool people are, oh man, that
but
is
what if they have a bunch of siblings they go to school with?
That's okay, that's fine. But they're still weirder, because at least the only child will go to school and see people. Being at homeschool, that is just something that is different birds.
What about an only child that goes to homeschool?
Oh, man, they're toast.
They have no chance in life.
They're done.
Like, that is almost child abuse.
What? Stop.
You're an idiot.
No, seriously.
The Bobby Bone Show does not agree with the viewpoints of every member of the show, especially that of Lunchbox.
Guys, yeah. If they have no one to play with, and then they're at home all day and they don't interact with any, I mean, they don't have any siblings.
They do interact. You're they take acting, them other places.
What about the elephant they talked to you just said?
Yeah. But where do they take them, Eddie? To the zoo? Guess what? There ain't no friends. They
Lunchbox,
don't have any friends.
You're acting like they don't have neighbors or sports.
Exactly. But guess what? How do you meet people at school and you join the same sports team as your friends at school?
I understand why he's saying what he's saying. The more you're around people, the better you are at socializing.
Yeah, but he's acting like stay at home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, homeschool means
like
a kid
they know
home.
Other kids.
And some of the kids that I know that go to homeschool have like a gathering that they go to.
Yeah.
So weirdos get with weirdos, and it's like very awkward.
It's like a teen mom convention. Like when you go to that stuff with other teen mom fans.
No, that's not awkward.
Like, where'd you go to book signing with other teen moms?
I did, yeah. And it was like normal people that get out of their house.
Yeah, that love teen moms.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to play a little song here. This is Cole Swindell, Single Saturday Night. Save your complaints.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with him. Nobody else agrees with him. I love a prank. This is not a good prank. Police in North Carolina are warning the public after finding razor blades on gas station pump handles.
What?
And they're putting them so when you grab it, because who looks at the inside of a gas station? I don't want to look because I'm going to see what's on there and I don't want to touch it.
Yeah.
I already don't like touching gas. I'll pull my sleeve down if I have to or if I can. But now people are putting razor blades, or at least they have. Oh, that makes me cringe.
Yeah, I just did right now.
On the back of gas station pump handles. They said they've located multiple instances of razor blades being placed in gas pump handles. So be careful when you fill up. What are you supposed to do? Pick it up from the cable? Like the...
Yeah.
Look at it. Right.
There's only one way we've done it our entire life.
Yeah, you just blindly go
just
in.
Grab it.
Ah!
Yeah.
That's from WSPA. That is not a funny prank. An adult 29-year-old woman enrolled as a student in a New Jersey high school claiming to be 15.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there for 4 days before they found out.
Wow.
Not like an hour. Not like, hey, old lady, we saw you just walk up. You're an old lady. You're not 15. And by old, I mean older than 15.
Yeah.
Because you know every kid that's 14 or 15 thinks 29 is an old lady.
Yeah.
Official admitted that a grown woman who poses as a teen girl was able to attend classes for several days after enrolling with fake documents. Superintendent Aubrey Johnson told the board that during the week of January 16th, the woman attempted to enroll in classes. No, she enrolled in classes. There's no attempt. Say the words you want, but she did. And she attended the school for 4 days. By filing false documents, an adult female posing as a student was able to be enrolled in our high school, she admitted. She was here for 4 days and barred from entering the district property. All appropriate authorities were immediately notified. That's from the New Brunswick Today. I wonder what her motivation was. Did she finally think she was cool enough to be in the popular group?
Yeah.
Did she have a 15-year-old boy that she wanted to get with?
Sports.
Did she...
Sport. Oh.
Hey, this could be a movie.
Too many of those fraud movies, though, now.
Well, yeah.
I'm over it. For a second, it was interesting, but now everybody's got a story about stealing something or Anna Delvey or the Tinder Swindler.
Oh, that was a good one.
But old lady goes back to high school? Kind of legit.
Remember the mom that snuck into the school?
Yep.
to watch her daughter fight. Yes. Now, she didn't go to classes.
She just went to watch fight.
Yeah, she had a backpack, yeah. And she tried to get in as a student, and then you could hear her yelling at her daughter, get her, kick her butt.
Crazy.
Maybe this woman just wanted to learn.
Okay, we shouldn't put something wholesome on this. You know what? Go to night class if you want to learn. Don't hang out with 15-year-olds. Let's go over and talk to Tamara. She heard Lunchbox say a minute ago that a couple things, only children are
strange and weird and are
your opinion
neglected.
I don't think any
neglected.
Of that. By
neglected.
The way.
That's yeah, I because, actually get more attention.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. Like in life, because they don't have someone to play with, it's neglect.
Okay. One, and then homeschool kids are
weirdos. Yeah.
I do not agree with this, but we all
not well adjusted.
None we all have do. The ability to say on this show. So this is not my view. People will get online that don't even know the show and be like, "Did you hear what Bobby Bones said today?" He said, and I'm like, "No. Just because somebody's on the show doesn't mean I say it." But I do want to talk to Tamara. You're on. Please, what would you like to say?
I was just going to say that I am an only child, but I also have an only child. And I don't feel like either one of us are weird or crazy. And I don't feel like either one of us were ever neglected.
I mean, you know you wish you had a sibling and your son or daughter wishes they had someone to play with. Instead of playing with mom and dad all the time, they want someone their age and... It's just they don't know how to adjust to life. They don't know how to share. They don't because they're
well,
not.
Well, you're talking to someone, though, an adult.
Yeah, ask her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's an adult.
Ask her if she knows how to share. Just ask her.
Hey, do you know how to share?
I do know how to share.
Probably didn't learn until later in life, though.
No, I learned as a child, but I also worked very hard on my daughter to teach her how to share and made sure that she was involved in lots of different extracurricular activities. So she would know how to interact with other children her age, so she would know how to have a conversation with children her age, and so she would be able to share and be able to know that it's not all about her all the time.
Yeah, that's what we like.
Yeah,
like
yes. Yeah, yeah. She had to work very extra hard, and that's
very
later in life.
Hard, yeah. No. Hey, from somebody who had siblings and was not homeschooled.
Listen.
She had to work very extra hard.
Listen. She couldn't do that at 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 because there is no extracurricular at that age. Uh-huh. She has to wait till, I mean, so there's she's way behind in line.
There's a lot. Hey, Tamara, I appreciate you calling. I support you, and I think you're right on, so thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Tony in Washington, D.C. is on the phone right now. Tony, what's going on, my friend?
Not too much. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. What would you like to say?
I was driving in traffic, and I got to look like the biggest fool in the world from laughing out loud. The conversation that started with the only child and then went to homeschool, it just kind of got bigger and bigger and bigger. And as soon as Lunchbox said, oh, they have no chance in life, I lost it. I got tears rolling down my face. It's stereotypical, yes. I'm not saying it's necessarily true, but it was just such an hysterical moment that I thought I had to call in. But I also want to say that your dynamic is exactly that. It goes from Lunchbox extreme to, you know, everyone else with their own personality. So it works so well. So you guys do such a great job on the show.
Thanks, Tony. I appreciate that.
None of us were homeschooled.
I hope you get to work safe. And thank you for calling and thanks for listening.
Yep, have a great one.
All right, see you, buddy. Let's go over to Rachel in Virginia. It'll be our last call on this. But, Rachel, I appreciate you calling. What would you like to say?
I have to say that I don't normally agree with Lunchbox, but I do today. My brother-in-law is an only child, and he is as weird as they come.
But is that because he's an only child, or is that because he's just weird? Because people can be weird that aren't only children.
I understand, but they have more of a what a percentage is higher.
Do it, not homeschooled.
You got it.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
The percentage of only child being weird is higher than if you have siblings.
But what data are you basing this off
what
of?
What research?
Hey, and
mean
then,
people. Okay. I've met so many people in my life, and when they're the only child, guess what? Those are the weird ones most of the time.
Rachel, please continue with what you're saying. I appreciate you calling. So tell me about your brother-in-law.
He just expects everything to be done his way. There's no negotiation.
Yes.
It has to be very particular. He's just not very bendable or flexible to any situation.
And do you blame that on him being an only child?
I do.
Oh, you do. Straight up. Okay. Like, that's the reason, not nature, nurture. It's just one kid. That's it.
there's probably also the added piece that he did have older parents, so that may be an issue, but that's a whole other category. But yeah, he's an only child, and he's not very adjusted.
Okay.
Older parents.
And if you have older parents,
no,
that's, you're a
weirdo. That's another strike.
Okay. Hold on. Does Lunchbox have the same sentiment if, like, you have siblings, but maybe you're 7, 8 years apart? Because that's a huge gap.
It's a huge gap, but you still have someone to interact with, and you have them telling you, no, you can't do that, or give me that toy.
Okay.
Give me that toy at 8 years older.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Did you get beat up for your toys?
Sometimes. Okay.
Thank you for your calls. Let's have a minute of acknowledgement. I want to acknowledge two members of the show here.
Yes.
First of all, I want to acknowledge Raymundo, who
is
our audio producer. Ray and I have been together forever. Ray was an intern, and I had never done sports radio years ago. And I was like, hey, do you know how to run a board? He's like, yeah. So we started doing sports radio together. And here we are. Love him. One of the hardest working guys I've ever met. Also, one of the weirdest. I walk in, he's been sick for like 2 days. And he showed up yesterday, he was sick, and I'm like, are you sure you're okay? Yeah, pimp. Okay, then hang. He works. Been feeling awful. I walk in and say, hey, man, you good? He's like, what? Why are you looking at me? I'm sorry, I care. Like, all right, how do you feel? Good. Okay, and then I just waddled in here to my desk. It was weird. You know, I didn't realize today was Don't Be Loving Day.
Be rude to your boss today.
Yeah, well, I thought we were friends, buddies.
My bad on that one. I didn't expect you to come in, and also, I forgot that I was sick. I already feel amazing, so that's so far behind me now.
What are you talking?
You left earlier than you normally do. You're like, I gotta go. How'd you forget that?
I just ran out of energy. That wasn't even sick. That was like 48 hours ago I was sick. Yesterday, I just had no energy. I was like, Scoob, I'm going to fall asleep on the board.
Would you rather me not check on you or care about you at all?
No. Okay. I appreciate
you. He just forgot.
Just
man.
Making
he
sure.
He forgot.
Okay. Because, you Cause know, that's I love you, buddy.
I know. Thank
You're my
you.
Guy.
And it
okay.
wasn't sick. It was no energy.
Also, I'd like to acknowledge Eddie.
Huh?
Because, and this is in a good way, Eddie's been working out with me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up and he goes hard. And the good thing about Eddie is, he understands. I've been doing it a little longer than he has. He doesn't feel the need to try to show off. Like, oh, I can do that too. Eddie works so hard, and he's working smart, and he's getting so much stronger. And it's just super cool to see him come and just suffer, but be like, that was really hard, and I'm going to be back tomorrow. It's awesome. So that's how you get ahead. It's not going, I need to be like that person right there. It's like, I want to be a better version of this person right here tomorrow with a tiny, tiny step instead of 3 giant steps at one time, because then you tear your groin. Mm-hmm. You know what's good about a torn groin?
Nothing.
So I like to acknowledge you. You've been working
Thank you.
Hard.
Thank you. And it's weird. Like, I wake up and I'm like, I'm looking forward to working out.
I hate it every day.
I've never done that before in my life.
Good. It's hard though, huh?
And you know what? My legs, dude, they're getting bigger.
They are getting bigger.
I saw them in the mirror. I'm like, well, dang.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Sometimes if I haven't worked out in a few weeks, if I'm gone or something, and I would work out one time, I look in the mirror and I'm like, I'm huge.
Yeah.
From that one workout, and it's total lie.
And even the way you're walking, you're like, dang, my legs are big.
Well, like, it's hard to get it through doors.
Dang, my legs are sore.
Anyway, I want to acknowledge Ray for being weird and Eddie for working hard.
Thank you, man.
Love it. Yeah, let's give him some claps here.
Thank you.
Ray's is weird. I don't know we're clapping for Ray. All right, let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
If you ever wake up in a bad mood, I do. Every time I wake up. That's not called waking up in a bad mood. That's called waking up. The people that can wake up and go,
they're weird.
And smile. It's like people who enjoy exercise.
Oh, dang.
Like, I enjoy playing ball, competing, and exercise happens to be a part of it. I hate exercise for the sake of exercise or working out. I never am like in the middle of it being like, yeah, this is what I'm talking about, baby. I hate it. I'm only like that when I'm done and after I shower, I'm like, that's what I was talking about, but I'm still tired. But same thing about waking up. I never once in my life have woken up and been like, oh, I feel great. But if you wake up in a bad mood, they say you can consider taking a few minutes to go watch the sunset before you go to bed.
Oh, I love that. Sunsets are beautiful, guys. Like,
I'm not chasing a sunset.
What do you mean?
Why?
Dude, a sunset will change your life.
No, it won't.
No, well, you see them every day.
I see them all the time.
No, you don't. When's the last time you saw a sunset?
Yesterday.
No, you did not.
Yeah, I saw the sunset. My wife loves nature, sunsets, clouds, pink skies. She loves it. She takes pictures of it, puts her in a great mood. I'm like, you know what? You can Google image that.
Here we go.
I know, and I'm a loser for thinking that, but it's just not my thing. Right?
Why would you Google image that? Like, it's beautiful to see with your own eyes.
I agree.
And you don't really have to chase it. You just have to go outside.
But sometimes you can't see it because of buildings.
Trees.
Trees.
Sure.
You do have to chase it sometimes in your car. And drive fast. According to researchers, you'll feel better. The study finds watching sunsets in the evening or the sunrise in the morning kill me. Because if I don't have to, if I have to be here because there's no sun, I'm working. And I'm never waking up to watch the sunset on purpose.
No, and we have no windows.
I'm talking about on purpose, like purpose. Oh, this is like Vegas in this room.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't know what time it is. Mm-mm. Yeah. Sometimes you got to take a minute, watch sun, bad mood will disappear. That's from the Journal of Environmental Psychology. And I'm sure this is accurate. There are certain things I know are true, even though I don't do or really believe them myself. One is, okay, sunsets. It's amazing. Two is meditation. I'm sure if I really focused on meditating and having time for myself, I would benefit greatly. And three is that The Sopranos is good. I've never watched it. I do believe it.
They say it's good.
Yeah, they believe it. Forcing elderly drivers to do mandatory brain tests slashes car crash rates by a significant number. And I've been saying this forever, but I don't just pick on the old. I also want to pick on the young. I think once you hit, say, 72, you should start having to take these exams that prove you can still drive. I think when you're 16, 17, 18, 19, you should have to take these exams to prove that you still get the opportunity to drive. Because in those times, we're either still growing up and getting a bit better, or we're already better and we're starting to decline, right? So I don't want to be an old hater because I'm an old lover. I think we don't respect actually our elderly near as much as we should because they got so much wisdom and knowledge, and all of a sudden we assign everything to just being 19. Man, like Asian cultures, they have it. They have such respect for their elders because they know what they've been through and how they got there. You're young and you're old. You should have to be like checked. You don't have to go in every time and do the eyes and do the, but there's something that should have to happen, maybe at the doctor's office even. So I'm with it. And of course, they did this in other places and other countries, and car crashes dropped severely. Yeah. Also, presidents. If you wouldn't have somebody this old run your company or be the superintendent of your school, they shouldn't be the president.
They shouldn't be running your country.
Absolutely not. And you're looking at the last two are old as crap. We can't do old people just because they're popular. Just look at their age. We can't have the president right now is 500 years old. Trump's 499. And if they want to be on the board of directors of the president, great, but they're too old. And I know you're like, well, they're old. You wouldn't have them run your business. If you ran a Sonic and you wouldn't hire somebody, you wouldn't hire them to run your Sonic because you're like, they're too old to keep up. You expect them to keep up with the country?
You're saying the country's a little more complicated than Sonic as far as operation goes?
Yeah, I'm saying even Sonic will be tough if you're 80 years old. It's crazy. It's wild. It should be, unless you want to take a test on national TV. After 72.
Ooh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
We watch it live.
Yeah.
In addition to the men age of 35 to be president, what's the max?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not even going to chase that. What I'm going to say is, if we're going to say there's not an old, we should say there's not a young. It'd be stupid on both ends. Mm. So, because, yeah, it's stupid. And we should not do that. But if we're going to go, well, you have to be 35. No, you should be 16 or infinity. Everybody be president.
Ooh, that'd be cool. We got a 16-year-old.
Timothy Chalamet. I'm President Chalamet. Crazy. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. Nobody loves America more than me. I'm looking at all you. None of you love America like I do.
You're probably right. You win.
And so I'll say it. But yeah, we got to stop having old people. Like really old people. If you can't jog a mile, it should be like PE. Like, you had to, like, pass a test. They gave us some weird test when we were young.
Is that where they pinched your fat?
No.
What?
Where did you go to school?
Was that your uncle? Was that at school?
No, that was at school.
Okay.
No,
they didn't do that, but we had to, like, do a little running test. Yeah. You had to do, like, a...
Jumping jacks.
Do that with the president. Three-legged race.
Jump rope.
Potato sack. And you do all that, and then you can be president. Okay, anyway. Dave Matthews Band announced a summer tour. Dave Matthews Band's so good. The only thing that I don't feel about Dave Matthews Band, their songs go on a little long for me.
Should they jam?
I love Dave Matthews Band for the sake of Dave Matthews Band. Live concerts with them are tough because they play like a 14-minute song. And after song four, or minute four of the song, I'm like, okay, let's get to the... Let's do some more Under the Table and Dreaming stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But it's awesome. Dave Matthews Band's awesome. If you've never seen him, you should go see him. There's a reason people go to like 30 shows. That's from Billboard. John Mayer also announced a new show, a new tour this morning.
Stopping here?
Yeah.
Whoa,
it's a, let's it's go. An acoustic. It's him by himself, and he's doing all the hits and some new stuff and some stuff he's never played. I love John Mayer.
Dang.
Big Mayer fan. That's pretty cool.
Is that going to be small venues, big venues?
I believe it is going to be arenas.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. That's so cool. That one I'm looking forward to. And, man, Adam Sandler's coming to play.
Look at this,
I cannot wait for that one. That one would be super cool. And I thought Mike and I would go. But Mike went off and invited his wife.
What?
That was rude, Mike.
He's not saying anything.
Yeah. Well, he never does. Yeah. He invited his wife.
That was awkward.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll find somebody else to go with. The Razzies apologized for nominating a 12-year-old actor. Now, the Razzies, they have the awards for the worst.
Oh.
It's like worst movie, worst acting.
So what's wrong with nominating a 12-year-old?
Well, let me read you the story here, and you can give me your opinion on this. The Razzie Award founder John Wilson has issued an apology after 12-year-old Ryan Kiera Armstrong was nominated as Worst Actress for her role in the film Firestarter. Her nomination has been removed, and the Razzie Awards will no longer nominate any performers or filmmakers under the age of 18. John released a statement saying, "Sometimes you do things without thinking. Then you're called out for it, then you get it. It's why the Razzies were created in the first place." That's from Variety. Thoughts?
My thought is, if you're in a movie and you have a role and you're up for an award, if you're up for an Oscar, you're up for a Razzie. If you
she's not up for an Oscar.
Well, yeah, because she wasn't good enough.
So you're saying, let me get this straight. You're saying if you're old enough to be nominated for a good award, you should be old enough to receive a You Suck award.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
That's just straight up.
In theory, I agree with that. But there's no reason to do that to a 12-year-old.
Right. You can really mess with their self-esteem.
The human part of me goes, oh,
guys,
man, that's
12. Life.
No, yeah, but you also protect kids in life.
But a 12-year-old goes for an audition, they can get told no, that they're not good enough.
Yeah, they get told no a lot, but they don't get publicly shamed. But in theory, it makes sense, but it's just I would rather protect kids as best as possible from the mean, cruel earth.
Yeah, because this is fun. The Razzies is for fun.
Yes.
But also, it would really suck to get nominated.
It would,
So.
But guess what? You should still leave that girl up for a nomination because everybody already knows she's nominated.
I know. Now it's a bigger story.
I mean, yeah, she's already nominated.
That, too, is true. Speaking of shows, Eddie and the Million Dollar Show. It's the Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show. It's a big charity show we do every year. February 21st at the Ryman in Nashville. We don't need to sell tickets. It's sold out immediately, but we want to fly you here. All you have to do is go to BobbyBones.com. It's on the front page. Sweepstakes is sponsored by Hyundai. It's your journey. Hyundai's going to bring you here. Round trip airfare for two, hotel accommodations for two, two tickets to the show. It's getting close to the last day to enter. We don't sell you. We don't spam you. It's literally you go to BobbyBones.com and fill it up. It's us, the Raging Idiots, and we're bringing our friends out to play with us. Parker McCollum, Dina Carter, Tracy Lawrence, Michelle Branch, Randy Houser, and so much more. It's going to be an awesome show, and it's all for St. Jude. Hyundai wants to send you and a guest. Go to BobbyBones.com. And then finally, five nutrition myths that doctors are sick of hearing. All these are false. Number one, fresh fruit is healthier than frozen fruit. Yeah, sometimes the canned stuff has sugar, but in general, they'll have the same nutrients. Number two, plant-based milk is way healthier than cow's milk. Well, it does have fewer calories and less fat, but cow's milk has more than twice the protein, so it's almost if you can't drink normal milk because your body can't process it as well. That's the real reason.
Lactose intolerant.
Never give a toddler peanuts. We used to think eating them early gave kids allergies, but now it's the exact opposite. Feeding them may actually avoid allergies.
But isn't it risky to try it with them?
Well, you should try it. Sometimes they're going to try it anyway.
Yeah.
It's really hard for vegetarians to get enough protein. False. As long as you eat a mix of veggies, it's easier than people think. Nuts, grains, beans, all protein. And finally, basic nutritional advice changes constantly. Well, the basic hasn't changed since like the 50s. You know, don't eat too much. Try to eat as much plants as you do meat. Some little things, some nuance, but mostly it's the same. All right, that's your news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories. Boom.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Lunchbox is hooting and hollering, claiming he was robbed by a 12-year-old. And he always tries to start beefs with people that are either smaller than him, younger, or like an artist, because he knows they'll be afraid that they think the show is going to hold it against him. To any artist that Lunchbox starts a beef with, we're not going to hold it against you. Matter of fact, we might play you more. But he's angry at a 12-year-old girl. What happened?
So GMA, which is Good Morning America, they have a correspondent go to the Super Bowl every single year. They have a contest. You submit your video, your little package online, and they pick a kid to go to the Super Bowl and cover it for them. And so I saw the contest and I submitted mine.
And did you submit as a kid?
Yeah.
How do you submit it?
I went online and filled out the form and sent my little clip in. And
a video clip?
No, I didn't do video. I just did audio.
Oh.
Like maybe my parents don't have a camera.
You played that angle?
Yeah.
But they have a phone.
Yeah. Well, no, I just have audio. Yeah, it's like a flip phone. So okay. I did a little audio piece. And the winner came out, and it's some 12-year-old girl. And it wasn't me.
Do you have the clip by any chance?
I have the clip of me.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is what I sent.
So, and this is you applying to be the correspondent, and it's a kid correspondent.
Yeah, it's a kid correspondent for Good Morning America. They cover the Super Bowl every year. Okay. They do a little contest, and they surprise a kid.
I haven't heard this yet. Have you guys heard this?
No.
This is what I submitted.
Ray, do you have it? Here we go.
This is Jason Gibble.
Okay, hold on. You pitched your voice up?
Yeah, sound like a kid.
That doesn't sound like a kid. It sounds like a chipmunk. And it sounds like you don't have, your mom only has a flip phone, but you have a production studio that you can make high quality.
If I sent a video, they would know I wasn't a kid.
Well, yeah.
But just think when I get farther down the interview process and they're like, wow, this person's really good. And then it turns out to be.
How are you going to talk to them in real life with that? You get a balloon?
Helium. Hi, it's me. Yeah, I'll.
That's I listen.
You didn't think that far.
You worry about that when you get there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to stop it. Yeah. I didn't mean to stop it. I didn't know this is what he did. He did a highly produced version with pitching his voice up. Go ahead.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason Gibble, and I would love to be your correspondent for Super Bowl 57 in Arizona, as I am from Nashville, Tennessee. Go Titans! Even though I'm a Bears fan. How do I participate in the NFL Play 60? I play soccer every week, and I play football with kids in the neighborhood, just like me. And that's how I stay active and am part of NFL Play 60. You want to see how I would do at Super Bowl 57? Here's me interviewing Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn, are you excited about the Super Bowl?
I'm here so I won't get fined.
Marshawn, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Thank you, Marshawn. Have a great day. All right, guys, I hope you pick me, Jason Gibble, to be your GMA NFL Play 60 correspondent at Super Bowl 57. Bye, guys.
I mean, he does sound cute.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not good.
I'd watch that.
Thank you.
He doesn't sound cute.
Yet. He does.
Well, it sounds like fake.
It sounds fake. It does not sound like a kid. He edited clips of Marshawn Lynch in, but he can't afford a phone to make a video.
Right.
Okay.
Something's up.
I mean, maybe I'm picturing a cute little chipmunk doing it.
Maybe that you're literally picturing Alvin interviewing Marshawn Lynch from Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm sorry you didn't win.
Yeah, I didn't win. And then they tell the girl she wins, and she's like, okay. Like, no excitement, no nothing. I'm
How
like,
would you have done it?
No.
Like, sir, your voice is so deep.
Oh, my goodness.
It's way deeper than the video, the clip you sent
That's
in.
What I'm saying, though. At that point, there's no going back. They'd be like, man, we got the home run hit right here.
We got catfished.
Yeah. Big scam.
Man.
That's scam alert for real. That's catfish for real.
I thought I put a good effort, but didn't hear anything back. And then that's why, because they picked that girl.
How do you guys feel about personalized NFL jerseys?
No.
No,
I don't like it.
I can't do it.
You can't do that.
Okay, well, one of you have a gift as one, but I guess I won't give it to you.
Oh, wow. From a team?
I do like them.
I do. I mean,
It's kind of cool. Like, it makes you feel like you could be a player because you have your name on it.
Yeah, it does feel kind
of
neat.
And all of a sudden, when it's you guys, you want it. Scuba, would you bring it in?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Number do you put on that, though?
Oh. So.
I don't know what number they put on there for me. That's pretty cool, though.
It is. I will say this. It is a Garcia jersey.
Oh!
You can give it to
Eddie. Wow!
Eddie?
Is this a Cowboys jersey? Hey, number 69?
It's not 69.
Okay, come
so
on.
So you have a it's Garcia.
What? Is this my birthday? What's going on here? Oh, no.
It's Jeff Garcia, the former quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers.
Whose is this?
It's from Scuba Steve.
It's not mine.
And they beat the Cowboys.
It's not mine. Get that out of here.
It says Garcia, dude. Jump on the bandwagon.
Get that out of
That's
here.
That's hilarious.
Get that out of here.
He opened that up so fast, like thinking.
Dude, I saw a red.
This is my birthday or what?
Scuba,
no,
what do you want to say about this?
This is crap.
I just want to say, go 49ers. Happy early birthday. We love you, Eddie.
It is your name.
Yeah, exactly.
What a jerk. No.
Like, it just made sense. You should wear it. I mean, the Cowboys not in it. They beat your team. You got to root for them.
And we do have money on the 49ers.
Exactly.
As a show, we all put it in.
Come on.
Oh,
guys.
My goodness.
I can't do this. Even when Jeff Garcia played, I was just like, oh, I could never wear that jersey. It's terrible.
That is
Get this
hilarious.
Off my shoulder. Why is
that
it even
is
here?
So funny.
No.
You got Dude. Got. You got got. Your face is like, oh my gosh, is this a Cowboys jersey?
Hook,
oh
line, goodness. And sinker, you got it.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Maryland. The principal at a local high school had to send an apology to the entire school after a teacher accidentally sent a nude to the entire student body.
How? Through the email system?
Through the email system. Was trying to send it to someone else.
Through email? Who sends a nude through email?
Right?
Like, I wouldn't send a nude through text. But that's like sending it in the mail. Like the mail. All right, let me lick this envelope. Here's a nude picture of me. Stuff it.
Was it someone in the school system? And, you know?
Like, yeah, I was trying to go to someone through
still,
the system.
Who
but
sends an email? Just text them.
I don't know, but they tried to retract it, but students had already seen it and started sharing it.
Oh, gosh.
And so they had to send a letter saying, we are sorry, this was an accident.
You know that was shared quick.
But why would you put that?
Well, there's
I hear you. It's a teacher.
Wrong.
I know. It doesn't matter. I just, first of all, email. Second of all, you're doing it with a school email.
Mm. Right.
You're sending it from, even if you're a
Send it from your personal email.
Don't email it.
Oh. No. Oh.
Who emails nudes? Okay.
Is she fired or
was
no?
it a guy or a girl?
It says we have no comment on the administrator that it was.
Zamy said she.
Why did I think she?
And I figured he.
I assume he.
It's an idiot thing. Guys are idiots.
For sure.
Especially when it comes to stuff like this. An email?
I didn't. I guess I just.
I mean, okay. Give it to the Pony Express. Okay, what else? Is that it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Lunchbox says one of his idols is scamming people. Which isn't surprising, but I don't know who it is. What's happening?
Russell Hance, he was on Survivor 3 seasons, and he is one of the best survivors.
I don't know who this is. What's his name?
Russell Hance.
We are shot out of a cannon there.
Yeah. Dude, he was one of the best Survivor players in the history of Survivor.
Early Survivor or like recent?
Mid.
Oh.
Because I didn't start watching until at least season 10. when Tom the firefighter killed the shark on the beach, and then I was hooked from then on. And Tom won that season, but then Russell was on it three seasons, and he never won, but he was unbelievable.
Was he a good guy?
No, he's villain. Villain. Okay. Backstabbing, lying, telling him, you want to mess with me? Guess what, Poverty? You're gone next.
Poverty?
He would tell people that. Yeah, like
somebody's name was Poverty?
Yeah, she won one season.
There was a person's name that was Poverty?
Yeah.
That was my nickname by the older, bigger kids.
No, that's not.
But I didn't know that was somebody's name.
Yeah, it's P-A-V-E-R-R-I-T-T-I or something.
Parvati.
He pronounced it like poverty.
Yeah, you said poverty. Like, it's Parvati. It's P. I'm looking at it now. It's P-A-R-V-A-T-I. Parvati.
No. That's not how you say it.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm sorry. So Russell Hantz, huge on Survivor. Well, it turns out he's out there scamming people.
What's he doing?
He's been setting up these fantasy football leagues with, like, fans, and he has someone else volunteer to be the commissioner. He collects the money. Season ends, and he blocks them all on Twitter. Blocks him. Can't communicate. Keeps the money. Doesn't pay. We're talking $600. I mean, Russell Hantz was a...
Total?
$600 at a pop? Is he doing multiple leagues?
Well, he's done it a few times now. There's these stories like, hey, I've been contacting him. He won't get back to me.
Oh, why don't you just like pick up some litter or something? That's not like big jail.
$600.
Yeah. No. But that tells me that he's in hard times. Like, he lost his marriage. Well, yeah. Because of Survivor.
Could you use $600?
Yeah.
Are you in hard times?
No. But it ain't worth scamming people and getting in trouble with the law for $600. If you're going to scam and get in trouble with the law, it got to be for like a mil.
Okay.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy because if I would have seen Russell Hantz saying, hey, you want to be in my fantasy football league? I'd have been, heck yeah, I'll beat you, Russell Hantz. We can become friends. That's
what if he asked you right now for next season?
I'd probably be in.
Yeah, so I thought.
Even though you might get scammed?
But it's a chance to play with Russell and then become friends.
Okay.
You could probably be friends with him for free.
I don't know.
Really?
He's probably not having time for me right now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your
idol. But it was kind of disappointing. I was like, come on.
One of his idols? He literally said to me, one of my idols.
Never heard of him.
I watched him on Survivor, and I was like, that's how I want to be on there.
Do you like the villains on those shows?
Yes.
Like, you do? You root for the villains?
Yes. Because this dude, he would tell you straight up, you're going to vote against me, the next time it's going to be you. And people were like, okay. And guess what? Next one, it was them. He didn't play.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
He didn't play.
And sometimes he was playing.
He'd pour out their rice and burn their supplies just to make it to make it harder on them.
That's not gratitude day.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Poor Poverty.
Poverty.
Wow. That's her name.
It's Parvati. And there's a big difference.
And maybe his boy called her Poverty to make fun of her. Right.
There's a new episode of Four Things with Amy Brown. Check out that podcast, and she's doing a live show. Tickets go on sale for the Nashville show tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central at BobbyBones.com. Hope you guys have an awesome day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bobby Bones.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.